folks, Chuck Holton here. I'm back in Panama, and I've got a bunch of reporting on Ukraine, Armenia, Egypt, and now Panama that I want to bring to you, but it's just like, what order do I put it in? So I have an interview that I did when I was in Armenia about the effects of the war in Ukraine on Armenia and how Azerbaijan is taking advantage of Russia being distracted in order to try to push and gain more ground against Armenia in Artsakh. And I got this interview with my good friend Seda Grigorian. She's one of the smartest people you'll ever meet. She's very, very intelligent, and she's an activist about what's happening in Armenia right now and how Armenia is being affected by the war. I think it's a fascinating interview. And, you know, like I always say, I don't want to just give you the 10-second soundbite that comes from the interview. I want to be able to show you the entire interview so you can hear for yourself. And Seda says so many good things, it's really hard to come up with just a couple of soundbites for you. So listen to what she had to say about this. And I keep coming back because we've got a lot of really good stuff. And I'm going to be heading out to Cartagena, Colombia on Sunday. And so we'll have some more good stuff for you from there coming up.
Okay, so explain to me the situation with Azerbaijan and Artsakh in the last 30 days.
In the last 30 days, we observed culminating genocidal actions from the side of Azerbaijan, threatening the Armenian population of Artsakh, Nagorno-Karabakh. As we know, following the war in 2020, around 100,000 people remain in Artsakh, and they live in Stepanakert and other cities and villages of Artsakh. And the Russian peacekeeping units are standing on the border, on the contact line between Artsakh, Nagorno-Karabakh, and Azerbaijan. But in February, with the escalation and war in Ukraine, we saw also more aggression from the Azerbaijani side, as the news were reported. First, Azerbaijani forces started threatening with loudspeakers the Armenian population of villages Kharamort, Paruch, and Nakhchivanik, telling them just to leave their homes, basically. So Azerbaijani forces were threatening to kill the people if they do not obey and do not leave their homes. Of course, the people did not leave their homes because it's their indigenous homeland. But following these threats, we saw a very an unprecedented event happened in February, late February, when we saw the Armenian forces step back. The National Army of Republic of Artsakh stepped back from the villages, as the news said there was an agreement with the Azerbaijani forces to step back from both sides so the Russian peacekeeping units can stand in between them. But while Armenian forces stepped back, the Azerbaijani forces took their positions, and basically they took over the village of Paruch, which was emptied of Armenians. And there was a very direct, there were very direct statements from different, also in March, also in beginning of March, Azerbaijan cut the gas supply to Artsakh. There is a gas pipeline going through Armenia to Artsakh, supplying the entire population. And this winter, it was a very long and very cold winter. In early March, we saw more snow coming. So it was a freezing winter weather, and Armenians were deprived of their heating supply, gas supply. And this is an act of ethnic cleansing. It's crawling ethnic cleansing of depriving people of their basic rights and threatening them to kill, basically, if they do not leave their homes.
So do you think that Azerbaijan is taking advantage of the fact that Russia is distracted by the war, thinking that they can push into Artsakh more?
Just like in 2020, when the world was distracted with the COVID pandemic, now the world is distracted with a war in Ukraine. Both Russia and the West are heavily involved in the military escalation in Ukraine. So With lack of attention on the realities in Nagorno-Karabakh, Artsakh, we see that Azerbaijan is taking further aggressive steps towards cleansing Armenian population from their indigenous homeland in Artsakh, and we're happy to see very direct condemnation of this aggression from official statements of the United States, France, and Russia as the three countries of the OSCE Minsk group. But statements are not enough, and we need to have presence, we need to have direct attention, and we need to have Aliyev and Erdogan sanctioned. Just like we see Putin being sanctioned for the war crimes he's committing, what we see in Ukraine is a larger scale repetition of what we saw in Artsakh, Nagorno-Karabakh in 2020. And all the war crimes committed by Aliyev have been remaining unpunished.
That's perfect. So what should America do about this?
As one of the leading powers of the West and of the world, we expect America to cut the military aid and supply to Azerbaijan, which had been committing war crimes and continues the crawling ethnic cleansing policy against the Armenians in Artsakh and in Armenia as a whole. We expect America to provide aid for the Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh, Artsakh, and to act upon the responsibility to protect. This is a tool, a mechanism that all the international community, the leaders of the international community can act upon and stand by the indigenous people of Artsakh who are facing an existential threat every day. On March 31st, we held a protest action next to the UN building in Yerevan, as well as the embassies of the United States, France, and Russia. Calling again the international community to protect the indigenous population of Artsakh, the Armenians of Artsakh who are facing the existential threat, and to act upon their responsibility to protect as we observe this crawling ethnic cleansing against Armenians acted by Azerbaijani leadership. And the protest was initiated by the Armenian refugees from Azerbaijan who fled the country during the First Karabakh War, as well as the displaced Armenians who had to leave their homes occupied currently by Azerbaijan following the 2020 war, as well as the citizens of Armenia. So it was a united call of all Armenians to the international community to act upon and to condemn this and stop this aggression by Azerbaijan.
On April 24th, the Armenians remembered the Armenian genocide, obviously took place back in 1915 to 1918, and where almost 2 million Armenians were murdered by Ottoman forces, the Turks. And this is something that's never been acknowledged by Turkey, but it obviously is very close to the hearts of the Armenian people. And so the Armenian people feel for others who are being subjected to genocide. And right now, Seda and many other Armenians are speaking out against the war in Ukraine, even though the Ukrainians actually stood with Azerbaijan during the recent war between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the nation of Artsakh. So listen to my future daughter-in-law, Rubina, explain a little bit about the complicated feelings that Armenians have right now about the war in Ukraine.
I think because Ukraine's government supported Azerbaijan during the war in Artsakh, Armenians feel hurt, and they did not really want to support Ukraine. But after, you know, seeing what was happening in Ukraine, of course we felt bad for the people, and we are trying to be supportive, and we're trying to be open not only to Russians in Armenia but also to Ukrainians. But at the same time, I think we still are kind of hurt because of what they did, and because even lately, when the situation on the border was kind of tense, Ukraine's government again was giving thumbs up to Azerbaijan on their official Twitter, and it was painful. Of course, they deleted it later, but it was still bad.
So explain what happened. Why has Azerbaijan decided to choose this time to make moves?
I think they are using the same strategy because last time when they attacked the major, you know, countries, for example, the U.S., they were busy with the elections, and nobody was really paying attention to what was going on here. And this time, everybody's busy with Ukraine and Russia, so nobody really wants to cover that.
Is Russia pulling troops out of Armenia?
No, not yet. No, they actually helped to bring back the villages that Azerbaijan took
but
from us lately.
Azerbaijan's taking advantage of the fact that they are distracted.
Oh, yes, definitely. So
All right, folks, that's all I've got for today. Thanks for watching The Hot Zone. I've got a lot more coming up. Thank you to all of our new subscribers. Go over to chuckholton.locals.com and you can subscribe and support the podcast because I'm doing my best to bring you on-the-ground news, whether or not it's convenient, whether or not it is makes you feel good. I'm trying to tell you what's actually happening on the ground and bring you kind of angles and perspectives on the news that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. So thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting us. We'll see you soon.